Back on the Big Wake Up Call, AM 1280 WBIG. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time for my next guest. He's a popular comedian, actor, and podcast host. His new book is Thank You for Coming to Hattiesburg, One Comedian's Tour of Not Quite the Biggest Cities in the World. And we're going to visit with Todd Barry. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you calling into our little station today, and thanks for showing some love to the Chicago suburbs.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, I don't
Where are you? You're in Aurora?
We're in Aurora. It's the second largest city in Illinois, 250,000. So I don't know if that's a small town, but there we go.
Wow. Second largest city is only 250,000.
Yeah, well, you know, and part of a 9 million metro area. But that's not why you called to talk about population stats. Your book, now this is being promoted as part tour diary, part travel guide, and part memoir. Now, you could have made this a trilogy. Why condense that into just one volume?
Well, it's hard enough writing one book. So
yeah.
I don't think I want to start my writing career with a trilogy, although that's very ambitious.
Now, I have a hard time picturing you like going back to your hotel after a set and scribbling down your thoughts and feelings in a diary. But is that how this got started?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't keep a diary. I just kind of came up with this idea to do this book because someone wanted me to write a book, and we talked about it. And yeah, so what I would do is mainly take notes. I didn't just write, "Dear diary, had a rough set today," but. Could have been that way, maybe. Yeah, I wish I'd. But I've never been a journal keeper, just because it's too much discipline.
Now, are you blessed with a good memory? And obviously, you know, talking about memorizing your set and knowing where the flow goes with that. Were there specific places that you refer to, and specific events at shows that kind of spiked what you wanted to write about?
Yeah, I mean that's interesting you bring up, because that became a little bit of an issue at some points, because early on I would take pretty detailed notes. And then I caught myself sort of getting lazy, or you'd just write down something like after the show, the guy with the blue shirt. And then you look at that and you go, I don't even know why I wrote that.
Yeah.
And then, but I did have some moments where I would like even email my opening acts and go, do you remember what happened when we went to Madison? And oftentimes these people have great memories, and they're like, well, we went to this restaurant. Then afterwards that guy annoyed you. And so, yeah, I mean, I tried to take detailed notes once I realized that I was having a little trouble.
Well, sure, you're on tour, and you know, you're on stage there. You're the headliner, and so maybe they kind of blur together. But for people in these small towns coming to see you, that's a specific and meaningful event, and they're going to remember that, and that's going to resonate with them.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, I do try to. I take all my shows seriously, but yeah, so I try to give everyone a good time. Any town I perform at.
Now, do you have like a tour shirt with your picture on the front and all the small towns listed on the back? Do you clean up on merch at these shows because it's such a special event?
Yeah, I mean, I'm selling the book on the road, but I for the past years I've printed up posters and with the cities on it, and then I came up with this great idea, because sometimes I would come have this poster with these cities on it, then I'd add a new city. And then I'd be like, hey, you want to buy a poster? Your city's not on here.
Yeah.
So I just came up with like a generic tour poster. It's kind of like Todd Barry Live. But yeah, I do like to make a poster. And you do the markup's like 9,000% on those things. So.
And then do you do a meet or greet afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, I think the meet and greets, like if you're playing big theaters, you can actually charge money for people to meet you. But I just kind of walk out into the lobby and say hi to whatever 150 people that showed up. It's a pretty manageable amount of people, my meet and greet.
Now, one thing I noticed is that you talk about performing, and just a little north of here in Evanston, Illinois, but the date in your book, you've got May 22nd, 2018. Now,
yeah, that was a huge, that made me very unhappy. I discovered some typos while I was reading the audio book, and that one in particular is the one that made me very sad.
We were just wondering if you had the gift or curse of the second sight.
Right. I wrote a few about it's a tour diary, including dates from the future. But yeah, it was a typo that someone should have picked up on, and clearly, you picked up on it.
I don't mean to just point out the errors, because in general, I love the book.
Okay. The errors are fun as well, though. I think that's a particularly fun error.
Now, you've got pretty impressive testimonials on the back cover here from your peers, Judd Apatow, Jim Gaffigan, Jen Kirkman. But then on the front, you have Sarah Silverman. Am I to understand that that was the most special and meaningful quote? Are you playing favorites?
I didn't pick, like, which quote went on the cover.
Okay.
I guess the publishers thought that was the one to that was cover-worthy. I mean, they're all cover-worthy, but, I mean, she was one of the earlier people to write about it, so...
It's just interesting because, okay, if the publisher did it, I just wonder, does that reflect, like, the status and stature? Is that the pecking order of comedians these days?
I don't know. I mean, I guess they can only put one on the cover, and I don't know. I mean, any one of those people could have been on the cover, but I don't know why they picked her. But I guess, you know, she's very famous. So she's a good friend of mine, so it worked out.
So if there's one takeaway from your book, something you'd like people to pause and reflect on, what would that be? Is it kind of a guide of introducing people to these cities? Is it just kind of sharing the experience of a comedian on the road? Did you have a goal in mind?
I guess what the takeaway, I guess I would hope people would get is to not have, because there's some snobbery amongst big city folks, especially if they don't travel themselves. They just assume entire chunks of the country are worthless and not worth visiting, and
yeah.
It's just not true. And there's, I guess, if there's going to be a serious takeaway, it would be that there's good people everywhere, and it's just, there's a lot of snobbery and people, you know, I write about in the book also people thinking, they'll say I'm going to Little Rock, they'll go, that's going to be a tough crowd. Like, how do you know it's going to be a tough crowd? Like, and it's often, you know, they're wrong, usually.
And the book is Thank You for Coming to Hattiesburg, of course, by our guest, Todd Berry. Well, Todd, I hope you have a great success with the book. I really enjoyed it and appreciate you calling in today.
All right. Thanks for talking to me.